Hello, this is Horace Williams Jr. from PlaysIntoThePower.com podcast. Hope y'all are doing well. Last time I spoke with you all, I believe it was the 4th of July, was sharing some chapters from my new book, Unleash a Power, Prayer in Your Life, A Power That Transforms Lives, A Study Guide with Prayer Prompts, is doing quite well. Thank you. Thank you for those that supported me at the launch team and those others of you that came alongside to help and encourage and support me. I will say that I want to share about the book. I don't think I'm going to read from the book today, but I want to share about the book that for those of you that have read it already, that each chapter of this new study guide has been updated. So you're getting something different than the original book that was written in 2016. So just FYI, there's a lot more. There's places for note-taking. There's lots of poignant questions in for each chapter, and there's new context for each chapter as well. So I hope that you will take advantage of the 20% off and get yourself a copy of the paperback version of this brand new inspirational book. Well, one thing that has happened since I last spoke with you is I had a birthday at the beginning of this month. On the 2nd, and that marks 13 years since I was in the hospital celebrating a birthday after my stroke. Family and friends surprised me one Sunday morning, actually, at the hospital. My brother was being kind of sneaky and came and got me up and said he wanted to cut my hair, and I wasn't feeling it because I think I was pretty exhausted from physical therapy. And he kept prodding and got me in the chair because I had only been in the hospital barely a month. And then he wanted me to wheel myself down to the other end of the hall for exercise. I told him that wasn't happening. He said, okay, well, let's just go in this room. So he turned me around. We're in this room and there was food everywhere, friends, family, surprised me. One of my better birthdays, I must admit. I don't really like surprise birthday parties, but that was a blessed day. That was a great day. So that was the best green bean casserole I had ever had after eating hospital food for a month. So they had a lot of my favorites there at the surprise party. So that was a great day. But my theme for this podcast today is kind of the blessings and the curses of celebrating another birthday. And curses may be a strong word, but I kind of want to tie it in with a blessing. So just bear with me on that. For me personally, the initial blessing is every day is a blessing, and I can't believe it's been 13 years since my stroke, and I'm thankful that God has given me each and every day and all these years allowed me to survive the stroke. And some days are better than other, and I'm better than others as far as fulfilling his purpose that he's given me, which is, I believe, why he allowed me to survive the stroke. He still had plans for me. He wasn't done with me yet. So that is a huge blessing. Another blessing has been recommitting my life to Christ. Yes, I was a small boy when I asked Jesus to come in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. But in the decades that follow, I was never really had any much interest at all of fostering that relationship with Jesus. So it wasn't until September 9th of 2012 where I sat on the front row of First Baptist Church in Dallas and at the altar car stood up and talked to Pastor Jeffers, told him I had suffered a stroke and wanted to recommit my life to Christ. And that was a glorious day because it hadn't been too long learning how to walk again. And so it was just a blessed day after I met some of the deacons and recommitted my life, and me and my caregiver stayed afterwards after everyone was gone from the church, and she took some pictures of me standing in the front of the church. I know I was tired at that point, but I think I was spiritually bubbling, overflowing with joy that day. So stood there and took some pictures and prayed and went home and probably took a long nap that day. So that's definitely a blessing. Another blessing is the finally having a defined purpose from God as far as what He wants me to do with my life. You know, a lot of people sometimes wonder what God's will is for them, but of course in Ephesians 2:10 it says we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. And so that's God's will. But now for each individual person, each individual Christian, it's different. He has a unique plan and purpose. He's not going to ask me to do something that He might ask one of my sisters to do, or vice versa. And so that's been a tremendous blessing, is waking up each day and you kind of, that purpose is relevant in my mind almost all the time. And so am I doing things toward that purpose? Now, I do like to do other creative things that may not always lead directly to that purpose. So I ask Him to always help me to have a balance when doing that. Make sure that I'm fulfilling His purpose. Another blessing is the new set of friends that God has brought alongside to encourage me, support me, and even help me on this journey, this new journey, as I have being transformed to be more like Him. And it's interesting because it's been many Christian women that have stepped up and reached out and encouraged without any provocation from me, and that has been, I think, eye-opening for myself and reminded me of the need to be that way towards other believers as well, to be an encourager when I can, to pray for them all the time, and just want to live the life that Christ was meant to live. So I'm thankful for the blessings of new friends, new Christian friends, new encouraging friends, a new support system, I guess, is the best way to put it. So then I would say another thing I'm thankful for is God has blessed me with a way for me to get healthier, live healthier. Before the stroke, I just did what I wanted to do. I worked all the time, ate what I wanted to eat when I could eat it. You know, I didn't really prepare a lot of my meals, even though I was a good cook back then. I was always grab and go because I was always at work. And so now, kind of having a plan, I pretty much eat the same things every day with different variations because they work for me. They don't cause me inflammation or cause me pain, because Lord has helped me find things that I can eat and they taste good, or I can prepare them well, and He continues to do that with this chicken crust pizza that I had just started making for my birthday. That's so delicious. Don't even have to worry about any all that dough and stuff that comes with the pizza and the high sodium tomato sauce and things of that nature. So even to make healthy cheesecakes, you know. So God continues to encourage me and point me in the direction of people, whether it be on YouTube or different doctors that have programs or books or websites or newsletters that continue to help me on my health journey after the stroke. Because I'll never forget when I was in rehab after the stroke, they had a flyer on the wall And I never forgot it, but it said 40% of the people that have had a stroke will have another stroke. And I'm determined to be in the other 60% because I have no desire to go through that again, ever. I don't wish having a stroke on anybody. I know there are various levels, you know, and some people have said to me, oh, I had a stroke too. So, well, it's really not to diminish anybody's stroke, but there are definitely different levels of stroke. I think a lot of it has to do with how quickly you get to the hospital. And like at the time I was having a stroke, I didn't even realize that if it wasn't friends that were seeing that my face was drooping and my speech was beginning to slur, no telling what would have happened. I might not be talking to you right now. So I'm thankful for, I guess, a change of lifestyle when it comes to what I put in my body and making better choices and so forth and things of that nature. So I may come back to curses, but I'm going to, while it's fresh in my head, I'm going to mention some curses because it has been discouraging, I guess is the best word. 3 years ago on 8/8/2020, easy date to remember, my father went home to be with Jesus. So basically 3 years ago. But, and this is to my father. Now, of course, he had Alzheimer's, so it's been a long time. But the people that I have kind of found since my stroke recovery and to kind of mentor me and encourage me in my journey as far as Bible teachers and pastors, some of them are starting to die. You know, I remember when I started identifying these pastors and recording all their Bible studies and their TV shows and their church services, I was a little concerned because I was like, well, all these gentlemen, as much as I love them, they're getting up there, you know, they're approaching 80, you know, and my beloved Dr. Stanley, like, I believe he just passed away in May of this year, and I loved him. I taped all his services, got all his emails every morning with devotions on there, and in fact, it took me a few weeks to watch him again after he passed, because it had made me sad just to see the reruns of his services. But now I'm kind of back in swing of it, and I enjoy watching him again. But so he passed in May. There was another Bible study teacher that I love watching who was based out of Oklahoma, and I get his newsletters mailed to me. He passed away in April, and he was, I believe, 90. Dr. Stanley was 94, somewhere in that range. So they were both in their 90s. And so one passed away this past April, another passed away in May. And it's just, aside from just these pastors and Bible teachers, I think one thing that has struck me is if the Lord blesses you to live on this earth long enough, people that you know or care about or look up to, they tend to pass away too. And there's people that I grew up watching or listening to their music as a teenager in my 20s or 30s, they're passing away, you know, and I don't know if they're going to heaven or hell. It's just been, that's the curse part, but the what that does for me is it reminds me to be grateful for the God that has me on this earth, especially when somebody passes away and I'm reading about it and they were like a year or two of my age. And so I immediately say, thank you, Lord, because I'm still here. And it also encourages me to live for him and do my best, or ask him to show me, is there anything I need to do to fulfill his purpose for me before he takes me home to be with him in heaven. So not to be morose, but it's just kind of a sad thing as far as when you've been on the earth long enough, you will see people that you know of or that you watched or that you listened to passed away. That's kind of sad. I guess another thing that's happened, I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse, because you tend to reflect a lot every year. You know, you have a birthday and you begin to think back because you're like, wow, I can't believe 12 months have passed and 365 days have passed. And so you begin to think back and have I done this, or I meant to do this, or, and so there's things that you're really proud of that you got accomplished in the past 12 months, and there are things that you look around and you're like, I need to get to that. And so I have in my mind have things that I am working on. In fact, this month, probably even the month before my birthday, that I have been wanting to do. So I'm kind of proud of that. I'm going to knock that out. So I'm going to take a break and I'll come back and we'll continue this podcast. Be right back. Okay, I'm back. I was talking about how you look back after a birthday, about the 365 days. And it brings me something that, did you know that there are 365 do not fears in the Bible? One for each day. You know, we go through a year in our life and there's so many times throughout that year where we have moments of fear or trepidation or doubt. And I was reading this devotional from Pastor Chuck Swindoll. He's one of my spiritual fantastic four. And I really enjoy him as well. He's a local pastor in my city. And I get his devotionals every morning emailed to me. But he was writing about do not fear. And he was referring to the Israelites when they had been told to get out of Egypt by Pharaoh. And they're just, you know, they're celebrating. They're getting their stuff. The Egyptians are giving them gold and silver because God had told them to request that from them before they left. And so, you know, think about the high they're on after being under slavery for 400 years. And so then all of a sudden they look up and here comes Pharaoh and his Egyptian army in chariots coming after them. So this is kind of where it picks up too. So this is what the Israelites were saying to Moses. Didn't we tell you this would happen while we were still in Egypt? We said, leave us alone. Let us be slaves to the Egyptians. It's better to be a slave in Egypt than a corpse in the wilderness. Wow, can you believe that? But Moses told the people, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. And that is found from Exodus chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. And here's what Dr. Swindoll has to say about this. Humanly speaking, predicaments are terrible experiences. If you stay in one long enough, you will begin to question the very roots of your faith. By and by, you begin to look for someone to blame. Usually, it'll be somebody in leadership. That's why I'm extremely impressed with Moses' response. He didn't say, as most are prone to say, God helps those who help themselves. People think that familiar saying comes from the Bible. It doesn't. It's from the pit. No, God helps the helpless. No, Moses' more biblical response in verse 13 of Exodus 12. Do not fear. What strange counsel. Can't you hear his fellow Israelites? Hey, Moses, the Egyptians are around the corner. They've got chariots and bows and arrows and pointy spears. And you're saying, don't fear? What's the matter with you, man? Do you need a change in your eyeglass prescription? Can't you see they're coming? God save us from this nearsighted shepherd. Oh, I see them fine, Moses replied. But I'm saying to you, don't fear. But Moses isn't done. I'm telling them not to be afraid. He has a second piece of counsel for his followers. Stand still. And a third, watch. And a fourth, the Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Now there's a prescription for people in an inescapable predicament. Don't be afraid. Stand still. Watch God come through. Quit talking. The hardest is the fourth. because we just have to complain or tell somebody what a predicament we're in. Oh, ain't that the truth? So easy for people to complain about somebody else, blame somebody else, or just can't. We just have to tell somebody. But God doesn't need to be informed. He knows the predicament. He is simply waiting for us to calm down and keep silent. Wow, did you hear that? God doesn't need to be informed. He knows the predicament we're in. He is simply waiting for us to calm down and keep silent. Wow, I wrote a post about that just last week, talking embracing the power of God's still small voice. You can check that out on the website. Anyway, when you're in the cul-de-sac, led by God to that tight place, it is there you will discover some phenomenal surprises designed just for you. That's why Moses said, "Look, let's stand still. There's a great blessing here for us that we'll miss if we turn tail and run." You know the common response to panic? First, we become afraid. Second, we run. Third, we fight. Fourth, we tell everybody. God's counsel is just the opposite. Don't be afraid. Stand still. Watch him work. Keep quiet. It's then that he does his best work on our behalf. He takes over. He then handles our predicament opposite the way we do it. The Lord is tapping his foot, waiting for us to wait. Wow. How hard is that for us to do most of the time? Wait and be quiet. Wow. Whew. Anyway, that was from Pastor Chuck Swindoll, devotional from August 22nd, titled "Do Not Fear." So I hope that was encouragement to you. But I wanted to come on and just touch base with you. Like I said, the book is still available, Unleash the Power of Prayer in Your Life, A Power That Transforms Life, a study guide with prayer prompts. It's available on Amazon. Or you can go to my website and read the article that I wrote about embracing the power of God's still small voice. I love reading about Elijah and his life story. That's what that post is kind of based on. Go to pleasingtothepower.com to read that podcast, and amazon.com to check out the book. So I want to, if I could, just pray with you guys before I go today. It's been a few weeks, so I want to just say a prayer. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see another day. Every day is a blessing. Help us to remember that, and to thank you for that, Father God. But also help us to ask you for what you want us to do that day. We know that you want us to become more like Christ, but bring people into our lives or point us in the direction of who you want to help, who you want us to speak to, who you want us to encourage, who you want us to pray with, Father God. We ask this in your name, that you would give us the direction that we need, the guidance that we seek, and the encouragement that we desperately need. And we will thank you for that, Father God. Help the people that are out there that are hurting, that are fearful, that have suffered loss or hurt or feeling alone. Encourage our hearts, Lord. Help them to keep the eyes on you, to be still, stay quiet, and just wait. I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. I pray. Amen. Thanks again for tuning in to PleasingToThePower.com podcast. I so appreciate your faithfulness and for tuning in. I want to be more consistent for you guys because I really enjoy talking and sharing, and I believe that you appreciate what I have to share. Pray that I will someday have the courage to do this on video. I kind of don't want to do that, but if the Lord leads, I will do his will. So PleasingToThePower.com, check out any recent blog posts, Amazon.com. You can find my books there under Horace Williams Jr., HORACE. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.